There's always an objective, always a target.
The objectives and targets always came from us. Who's giving them to him now?
Scary version?
He is.
Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have the microphone queued up just for you at 814-946-0435. Also, that number works for texting, 814-946-0435. I'm Dr. John McGinnis, glad to have you aboard here at Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA, the open mic segment on this 22nd day of the fifth month, 2026 year, ADNIC. Got some great stompers coming up, but you know what today is? Yep, it's that time.
Faces filled with joy and cheer. What a magical time of year. Howdy ho, it's Weasel Stomping Day. Put your Viking helmet on. Spread that mayonnaise on the lawn.
Yes, it's Weasel Stomping Day. We look back over the past 7 days and find out who's most deserving of our opprobrium. Yeah. The weasels of the week, but then we also look back to see who's deserving of our approbation. Yes, yes. The winners of the week. And I'm going to actually start on the winner's side because I got this nomination from a favorite person of mine down in Florida. Not my mom. But one of my three sisters who lived down there sent me a winner nomination. So we'll kick off our winner side of the ledger. And she is today, my sister. Can't mention her name because it ties in with the stumper. I'll mention it later. But yeah, we got a stumper related to my sister's name. But anyway, it's her birthday today, and she's most especially grateful for her physical therapy assistant, Cindy Lacey Rice, and her personal trainer, Skylar Hughes. They're amazing, and the thing of it, they must be amazing, folks, because my sister had a terrible fall, did very serious damage to her shoulder last year, and very uncertain whether she'd get much use or full use of that shoulder again, but she is 100%. Thanks to the likes of Cindy Lacey Rice and personal trainer Skylar Hughes, and they know how to motivate her and how to get her to do things she didn't think she could do. And she considers herself fortunate to know them both. So we got those winners on the ledger there, sis. And we got a stumper coming up in your honor, too, this being my sister's birthday today. Also, the birthday of a couple of twins that I know well, Violet and Maya Griswold. So happy birthday to Violet and Maya, born, oh, my goodness, they're now 11. Where did that time go? Where did that time go? In any case, 814-946-0435. And while I'm feeling good about winners, how about those Special Olympics torch carriers led by law officers and their families and their friends from local law enforcement to the state police carrying that Special Olympic torch from Pittsburgh up to State College where the Special Olympics competitions will soon be underway. So a great job by them and for a great cause and great effort. So there's our winner, start to our winners. On the weasel side, where do we go with this? I guess we'll do me first, our Homer Nod segment of weekly errors and omissions. Of course, I've been remiss. I tried to make up for it yesterday with our Hats Off to Hero segment, but right now, I'm going to take care of today's hero, and that would be firefighter Michael McAndrew of the Altoona Fire Department. If you see Michael McAndrew today, folks, give him a big thank you for putting his life on the line, as all those firefighters do, and all our police and first responders do. Give him a big thank you, if you would, please. And we thank our Hats Off to Hero sponsors, which include Neely's Train Shop, Polish Pottery, and more, 3 Echo Emergency Solutions, Broomball Fireworks, Ron Beatty, Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, and Brett Cogan, Electrical Services. Thank you, all you fine sponsors, and you might want to give them your business. Don't give them the business. Give them your business, folks, when you think about what you need or what how to improve your life. 814-946-4435. Oh, yeah, that again. I meant to say this is where I acknowledge my weaselness. And for these and all the sins of my life, I am heartily sorry. And Lord, I apologize and please be with all the starving pygmies down there in New Guinea. Amen. All right. How about the American Pediatric Society as a weasel? This probably isn't nice, but they came out this week with a claim that kids need more recess time. Now, their idea of recess and the kids' idea of recess are probably two different things. Their idea of recess, the American Pediatric Society, is kids get out there running and playing and throwing a ball and having, letting off some steam, but filling up their lungs, all that sort of thing. That's what we did with our recesses. And we had two when I was in grade school, right up through eighth grade. No recess in high school, but right up through eighth grade, we had a 10 o'clock recess and just 10 minutes. And then at lunchtime, we had, 11:30 to 12:30 lunch. And as soon as you're done your lunch, you could go out and play. So we were done our lunch in about 3 minutes. And we were out there playing the rest of the hour. But the thing of it is, folks, if you give kids more recess time, I think they're just going to be on their phone more. Unless you take the phone away, and then they're going to say, well, what is a ball? They don't even know what a ball is these days. That's the problem. It's the screen people is what they're turning into. They're attached to screens visually and just don't seem to get away from it. I can't go over to the campus at Penn State Altoona and not see somebody walking around who isn't on their phone or with iPods and no thought of looking around and listening to the birds and watching nature and enjoying the trees and the great outdoors. No, they're on the screens. They're on the screens or inside their ears instead of getting out. So I don't know. I think the American Pediatric's heart in the right place, but more recess time. They probably need less time in school altogether. Let's just do away with school, shall we? Kids will figure out a way to learn. I'm quite confident of that. Another weasel. It took just about 24 hours, but the Monday mosque shooting by a couple of suicidal teenagers was labeled a hate crime. What's the point? Really? I'm sorry. I don't care what motivates a crime. I don't care if it's hate or opportunity or whatever. It's a crime. That's all I care about. What's the point of labeling a murder hateful? What is it? Again, I don't get this. What is the point? Is there increased penalties because it was motivated by hate? Well, you can't get in the best you can try to do is, did they mean to kill the person or did they not? Did they mean it or did what motivated them is, well, impossible to determine. But we have this hate designation. And by the way, I wonder if that Trump supporter out in Escondido, did you hear about this? Probably not, because it was a Trump supporter. But a 69-year-old Kerry Sharon was brutally attacked outside his house, which is decorated in very patriotic things with pro-Trump, pro-president displays as well. He was, and by the way, Mr. Kerry's wife said, they've suffered a lot of abuse and name-calling and that sort of thing. But this was a physical attack that has put him into the hospital and fighting for his life. That's how. And the perp was apprehended and has been charged with attempted murder. So this was serious. But will it be labeled a hate crime? Because what else could it be? Why would you attack a person simply because he's supporting the President of the United States, except you are deranged with hate? The Trump derangement syndrome manifests itself in a lot of evil ways, but they never get, you know, they never get labeled with hate. The people that try to assassinate Trump, they don't get labeled as hate. They're not hate crimes. That's just, that's what we call patriotism. And says the left, we're standing up against Hitler. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, that's so weaselness too, this whole idea of hate crimes. But if you're going to call a hate crime, if you're going to call a crime based on hate a hate crime, then this should count too. This should count too. 814-946-0435. Got our stumpers coming up in a second. Always a winner, not just weekly, but daily. Our sponsor here at Open Mic, Complete Insurance Services. While you live, work, and create, Complete Insurance Services protects you against the vagaries of risk with integrity, stability, and service. And by the way, a listener to the show yesterday told me she'll be contacting Mr. Eichelberger probably next week. She has some insurance issues. She has one of those big company, national companies, well-known companies, policies, and they're really jacking up their rates a lot, and she wants to see if she can get a better deal. And she has a new business that's underway as an LLC, so she's going to see if Complete Insurance Services can help her out there. I'll bet they can. But she'll sit down with John. She listened, wrote down the number, 814-940-1733. You should write that number down, too. 814-940-1733. Or go to the website. You'll come find it there and find out more about Complete Insurance Services at CompleteInsurancePA.com and the office at 1213 9th Avenue here in Altoona. All right, smartest audience in all of talk radio, are you ready for our stumpers today? All right, let's, this is a really tough one, What book features a likeness of Ben Franklin in a picture of the author on the cover? So on the cover of the book is a picture of the author, but also there's a likeness of Ben Franklin. And the book itself has a character, which is a crater on the moon has been named for one of the characters in the book. And the book ends with the line, "I forgot to give you the mayonnaise." And it's a cult classic, by the way. It's a classic book, by the way. So what book features a likeness of Ben Franklin in a picture of the author on the cover, has a character for which a crater on the moon is named? I think it was astronaut Schmidt who actually named that crater after that character. And the book ends with the line, "I forgot to give you the mayonnaise." I forgot to give you the mayonnaise. All right, see if you can get that one. Stumper number two, Memorial Day coming up on Monday. Don't forget, we're going to have parade coverages here at WRTA, First in Juniata, about 9:30. The parade kicks off. We'll be there. And when I say we, I mean the WRTA broadcast team, including Denny Pompa and myself. And, of course, Bob Taylor and some others doing all the technical work to make it happen. It's all magic radio, but somebody has to know how to do magic, and it isn't me. Then after that parade, we're going to hustle on down to Altoona downtown and cover the parade there. I think it kicks off at 10:30. Not 100% sure, but I think it kicks off. And about when it comes up 11th Avenue there, it's going to be closer to 11, but if you can't make the parade in person, maybe you can't make them both, but if you make one, listen to for the other. If you can't make either, please listen and tune in here. It's Memorial Day. And speaking of Memorial Day, that brings me back to our stumper. After JFK and RFK and the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, whose grave at Arlington National Cemetery is the most visited? And, you know, JFK, RFK, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, they're the most visited grave sites in Arlington National Cemetery. But who's fourth? And they get so much traffic that a special walkway was put in just for visitors to this grave site. Whose grave site is the fourth most visited in Arlington National Cemetery? And finally, our final stumper, this is the one involving my sister, whose birthday is today. I don't think she wants me to report how many, but it's a lot fewer than mine. She's my younger sister, by a long shot. Though not officially proclaimed by the Catholic Church, who is considered the patron saint of baseball? And a great story here. There were some nuns in the 1920s who invested in Texas in an oil drill. They invested in an oil well, and it was drilled on a property right next to a baseball field. And nothing came up. Nothing came up. And these nuns were out of all this money, and they went to the priest, and the priest said, well, why don't you pray to the saint of hopeless causes? And they did. And that saint, by the way, has the same first name as my sister. In fact, my sister is named for that saint, the patron saint of hopeless causes. And what do you know? The next day, oil starts sprouting from the oil well, and the guys had to stop their baseball game. The workers were sitting around waiting for oil to come, and they were playing baseball on that baseball field. And hence, unofficially, she is the saint who is considered the patron saint of baseball, but she's also officially the patron saint of lost or impossible causes. And my sister, born on her feast day, as it were, May 22nd. See if you can get any of those, folks. 814-946-0435. We'll come back with more winners, more weasels, more of your calls, texts, whatever. Keep it here. Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
This is John Eichelberger from Complete Insurance Services in Altoona. The insurance industry is experiencing a lot of change. Premiums are increasing, and many companies are more restrictive in what they'll insure. It's more important than ever to have an independent agent with multiple companies who can find the right market at the right price for your insurance needs. Whether it's personal or business coverage, Complete Insurance Services can help. Call us at 940-1733. That's 940-1733.
Since 1973, Russell Tire has been serving Altoona with quality tires from brands like Goodyear, Michelin, Cooper, and more. Russell Tire is now owned and managed by T&L Moore Enterprises. They strive to deliver the same great products and services you've come to expect, whether it's repairs, services, or inspection for your car, truck, and motorcycle. They also, of course, offer tire installation. Russell Tire is a Napa Auto Care Center. Be sure to give them a call now at 814-944-9386. Russell Tire is located at 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, online at russelltirealtoona.com, or on Facebook.
The Adam Holiday chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution will host Community Day then and now, Sunday, May 31st from noon to 6 p.m. at Legion Park in Hollidaysburg. They'll have a full flag ceremony, wreath laying, food trucks, and you can sign the Declaration of Independence. There'll be members of the Blair County Historical Society, local authors, Blair County Genealogical Society, and Fort Robideau. There's also a car show, kids' crafts, and live entertainment. Bring your lawn chairs or blankets. The Hollidaysburg Area Arts Council's Free Music in the Burg at Canal Basin Park presents The Band Oz, Sunday, June 28th. Saturday, August 15th, it's the Altoona Symphony Orchestra with a preview of their upcoming 98th season. This list of events is brought to you by Epic Pyrotechnics, JP Mortgage Lending, Reeder Timber Services, Keller Engineers, Holiday Pools and Spas, Five Star Power Sports in Duncansville, and Everett Railroad. There's always something happening in Hollidaysburg.
Billy Kinder Outdoors, Sunday mornings from 5 to 7 on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Ski King pounded his chest and said, making mistakes, we're gonna be fed. No more trading at the country store with food coming straight from the White House door. If the poverty checks start a-rolling in, daddy-o, we're in business again. Water's gonna ripple and the waves are gonna fly. Let her go, daddy-o, bye-bye-bye.
The Great Society song, Ski King. This was May 22nd, 1964. Lyndon B. Johnson launched the Great Society. And, of course, ending poverty forevermore, right? No. Kind of undermined the whole idea of the work ethic. I'll get into this very shortly with a weasel nomination for Harold Ford. You've seen him on The Five. He was a former congressman. And he comes across as sort of a nice, reasonable person, but he says some really bad things. And I'm calling him out once again today in our weasel thing. We got some stumpers here, folks, and I am amazed. Heading over after the show to Kepner's Grandview Meats, check on, I get some things on Friday, and it's rib day, too, by the way. So you might want to get that bib and tell your sibs you got dibs on those ribs. That's no fib. They can read about it in the trib. Anyway, heading over to Mel's Kepner's Grandview Meats. Mel knew the saint who's the patron saint of baseball. He knows everything baseball. I don't know how he knew that so quickly, but he did. We'll see if anybody else can get it, though. Here is the brainiac himself, Mr. Bruce. So besides the patron saint of baseball, whose is the most visited grave in Arlington after JFK, RFK, two-minute surgery? And what was the name of the book which ends with, I forgot to give you the mayonnaise? You know any of those, Bruce?
I think I might know the unofficial patron saint.
Yes.
St. Rita?
Yes. Now, did you Google that? I have to, or did you somehow know that?
I did not use Google, but I used Microsoft Edge on my laptop.
Oh, okay. All right. But to be clarified, you did use a search engine of some sort. But
yes.
Quick personal story. It was 1964, and my mother had become pregnant for the ninth time. But the first time in 5 years, and she really wanted to name the child Rita. So she prayed to St. Rita, who lived in the 14th or 15th century, long time ago, but St. Rita of Cascia, and said, I'd like my daughter to be born healthy and happy, and I will name her Rita. And sure enough, she was not only born healthy and happy, but born on May 22nd, the feast day of St. Rita. So that kind of confirmed my mom. And she had her 10th child the next year and called it quits after that for some reason. If I were, everybody called it quits after me. But I was only the fourth oldest, and she had six more girls. And anyway, happy birthday to my sister Rita, who is namesake of St. Rita and the patron saint of baseball. Mel knew that, too. Any others you know here or any Widener's weasels, Bruce?
I have a weasel.
Okay.
It is the supporters, mostly women, of that back-shooting murderer whose name I will not mention.
I'm glad you know, and I don't want to cut you off. I'm reaching for what do they call that button where you cut people off? We have a 10-second delay, so I can the dump button. They're not the awful women. The awful women are the affluent white female urban liberals. But this is beyond that awfulness. This is sick.
Crazy.
Absolutely sickness. Who they got? Some of these crazy young ladies got press passes and were saying, "Yeah, that Brian Thompson got what he deserved, more than he deserved." Mm-hmm. And we cheer for murder in our streets. You know, it was just sicko. All right, they're actually beyond weaselness, but I'll put them down there, Bruce.
Who's filling in for you when you go to the promised land of St. Joseph County?
Holy Land. Holy Land. It's the Holy Land.
Yeah, the Holy Land.
It's not promised. It's there. It's the Holy Land. Howard Bernstein, I've been told, will be here next Thursday and Friday. So I'm very happy about that. And I think everybody else will be too. But next week, folks, Monday, I won't be here because I'll be covering the parades. Tuesday, Wednesday, I'll be here, but then gone till the following week, and Howard will be here Thursday, Friday. So we'll have you covered. We'll have you covered.
Okay.
All right.
Have a happy Memorial Day.
You too.
Dr. John.
You too. And a solemn one, too. And again, there'll be moments on Monday. And even, by the way, Sunday afternoon out at the Alto Rest, they have their Memorial Day event. And you got to take a chance to really remember those who gave the ultimate in defense of our rights and our freedom and gave their lives for that cause. And that's a great event on Sunday at Outdoor Rest. I think it's at 2. Dave, by the way, texted me that the Juniata Parade is 9:30. The Altoona Parade kicks off at 10:30. So thanks for that confirmation, Dave. But to find a time somewhere on Monday, have some fun. I'm going to cook out myself and going to enjoy the parades. But after the Memorial Parade downtown, there is a solemn ceremony to commemorate those who gave the ultimate. And we'll have that coverage for you as well. But take some time out to remember the whole point of Memorial Day. Appreciate that. All right. Welcome to Open Mic. First name?
Donald.
Donald, down there in Florida, right?
Yes, sir.
If you see my sister, say hi. They're in the Tampa area. Where are you abouts in Florida?
I live over in Daytona.
Oh, okay. Well, my sister Rita used to live on the East Coast there, and trying to think of the name of the town she lived, but I think it was a little farther south than Daytona, but I could be wrong. Anyway, any winners or weasels or guesses on our stumpers here?
The stumpers I'm stumped on today, Dr. John, but I do have a weasel.
Okay, go ahead.
It's the park commissioner from Chicago who thought it would be a good idea for a prom picture to take her to put a helicopter in a picture of her daughter in her prom dress. And what? She waived the rules or something. She landed the helicopter in a city park.
Oh, my God.
I don't get why these people, the links they'll go to, you know, get the best prom picture.
That does sound
bizarre. Some people have even fallen off a cliff taking a selfie of themselves. You know?
Yeah, I've not seen that story, but I wouldn't go anywhere near a helicopter unless there was a real purpose. Now, a photo, you know, I remember Apocalypse Now. Remember that movie? And Vic Morrow and a young girl and a couple others, I think, were sliced to bits because of a helicopter.
When they were filming the movie, correct?
Yeah.
While they were filming it?
Yes. It was horrible. It was just horrifying. So, and I, you know, helicopters are great because they can go almost anywhere and land almost anywhere, and they're using for, you know, evac and all that sort of thing. But if you don't have to be near them, I would keep my distance.
Absolutely.
And Chicago has enough tall buildings. You can get an aerial picture from pretty much anywhere that's safe. All right. Good one there, Donald. Anything else today, sir?
Yeah, I want to wish your sister a happy birthday.
All right, she'll appreciate that.
I want everybody to have a happy Memorial Day and go do something nice for the VFW or the American Legion or someone.
Amen.
In your life.
Amen.
There you go. All right, Dr. John, have a great weekend.
Will do. Hey, welcome to Open Mic. First name?
Hey, good morning, John. It's Rob.
Hey, Rob, good to hear from you. Any guess on our stumpers here? The most visited grave in Arlington besides JFK, RFK, and the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and the title of the book that ends with the line, "I forgot to give you the mayonnaise." There's a crater on the moon named for one of its characters. Any guess on either of those?
I'm just going to take a wild guess at the Arlington, General Robert E. Lee.
Not Robert E. Lee, and I don't know that he's buried there. I don't think he is. I could be wrong. But I thought his grave was at the university he presided over, Washington and Lee University. But I could be wrong about that too. But it's not the fourth most visited. I know about that. How about winners and weasels? What do you have, Rob?
Okay, I got the weasel of eternity. Every member of Congress that came in and wasn't a millionaire and is now a millionaire.
Not just Congress, but the this week, a guy named Greg Vitale, he's a state representative in Delaware County here in Pennsylvania, and he's been there 34 years, and he lost in the primary, okay? Now, he's getting $110,000 a year now, and he's going to get, once he's out of office, he's going to get 102% times that for the rest of his life, plus full health care coverage and Social Security. He's going to get all of that. And maybe he'll go get another job, too, in the meantime. But these people, I'm with you 1,000% here. These people that use public service for personal gain, it really is. It's objectionable on a lot of levels, but just blatantly unfair.
I completely agree with you, Dr. John.
Yeah, we'll call them the profiteers because they always like that. They always like to call the private sector people profiteers, but they're the ones that are really profiting off of what they should not be. This should be public service, not self-aggrandizement. So
to produce nothing and provide no service, and yet you're a millionaire.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. I appreciate it. All right, let's see here. I'm a little bit late for news, but I'm going to get one more call in here. Welcome to Open Mic. First name, please.
Rex.
Rex, any guess on our stumpers or any widders or weasels?
I have one guess on the Arlington Cemetery.
Okay.
Audie Murphy.
You got it. Most decorated military personnel in World War II. It's Audie Murphy. Special walkway was built there because he got so many visitors to the gravesite. And you get the approbation, admiration, adulation, smartest on All Talk Radio, Rex. Anything else?
No. Have a great holiday weekend.
Thanks so much.
And thanks to all the servicemen.
Amen, amen, amen. We're doing well here today, folks. Except for I'm late for news. So we'll be right back.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Sweden for a NATO summit with Iran on the mind.
Iran is trying to create a tolling system. They're trying to convince Oman, by the way, to join them in this tolling system in an international waterway. There is not a country in the world that should accept that.
Fox's Jillian Turner in Sweden.
He has got a very clear, very succinct message to deliver on behalf of President Trump in the United States. It is time for these allies, he says, to pay up and lay up when it comes to the war in Iran.
Meantime, NASCAR legend Kyle Busch passing away suddenly at 41 years old after suffering from a severe illness.
Less than 2 weeks ago, the legendary driver was dealing with a sinus issue during a race and had to radio for medical. He told reporters after the race that he had a substantial cough. It's unclear if that illness is related to his hospitalization.
That's Fox's Chanley Painter. America's listening to Fox News.
You're an adrenaline junkie. Get your fix at the Power Sports Giant. Five-star Power Sports. From tearing through trails to conquering mud, snow, and dirt, on or off-road, and even at the lake. Yamaha, Polaris, KTM, GasGas, Suzuki, Husqvarna, Honda, Kawasaki, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Mahindra, Roxor, BLP Motors, KO, and more. ATVs, side-by-sides, motorcycles, dirt bikes, personal watercraft, tractors, and utility vehicles. Huge selection, massive inventory, super low prices. You'll get the best buying and ownership experience you'll ever have. Parts, accessories, helmets, riding gear, trailers, and service from experienced factory-trained technicians. Five-star Power Sports, the Power Sports Giant, has got it all. Nobody stocks more, nobody sells for less. Get geared up, get outside, and get ready to ride. Five-star Power Sports, Duncansville, Bedford County, and now our store up north in Clearfield.
Five-star Power Sports. You were born ready for this. Hey, make your way to Curve PA.
The weekend at PNG Field is about to get loud. Friday, May 22nd, it's a PA Continentals game presented by mental health sponsors. History, baseball, and a whoopie pie giveaway from Shirley's Cookies. Saturday, it's Halloween at the ballpark. Costumes, chaos, and a full-on costume contest. Stick around for Halloween-themed fireworks thanks to Gorilla House Gym, Olinger Brothers, Breezeline, and the PA Army National Guard. Sunday, we go full send. It's Inflatable Costume Day. Wear it, bounce it, live it. Bounce through the ballpark in your best inflatable fit, plus an inflatable bat giveaway from Powerhouse Subs. Get your tickets today at altoonacurve.com, calling 877-99-CURVE, or stopping by the PNG Field box office. Make your way to Curve PA today!
To Curve PA.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
More people were shopping at BJ's Wholesale Club in recent months, and it signed up more members. A lot of people were filling up at BJ's. Overall sales rose more than 6% from a year ago, but excluding gasoline, sales increased by only 1.5%. Its income from memberships rose nearly 10%. BJ's Wholesale continues to attract online shoppers. Digital sales growth up 28%. Deckers Outdoor Brands, parent of Hoka Shoes and Ugg Boots, is reporting record record sales and earnings, and mortgage rates rose to the highest level since August. Freddie Mac says the average for a 30-year fixed rate jumped this week to 6.51% from 6.36% last week. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
My doctor said I could use something called a biosimilar. Then she told me what it is.
A biosimilar is a type of biologic medication. Just like brand name drugs have generic versions, original biologics can have biosimilars.
So I asked what the benefits are and if they work the same.
Biosimilars have the same safety, effectiveness, and quality as the original biologic. They also offer more medication options at potentially more competitive prices.
My doctor said I could learn more at fda.gov/biosimilar.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will be cloudy and cool with periods of rain in the afternoon, reaching a high of 56. Tonight, expect rain with a low of 46. Tomorrow will be breezy and colder with rain, making for a raw and dreary start to the holiday weekend. Travel conditions may be poor with ponding on roads, and the high temperature will be 49. Sunday will be cloudy and warmer with a couple of showers, reaching a high of 70. Monday will be cloudy with a chance of a couple of showers and a high of 71. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
WRTA Weekend with Doug Herendeen. Saturday mornings from 10 to noon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Richard Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries. Composer Wagner was born on this date, May 22nd, 1813. He died in 1883. 1859, Arthur Conan Doyle was born, the writer of Sherlock Holmes mysteries. 1965, Dr. Rita McGree, McGinnis Applegate, that's my sister. She was born on this date. What did I say her year? I better not say it again. And of course, Violet and Maya Griswold, the twins born on this date 11 years ago. On the checking out list, Martha Washington died in this date in 1802. Not only did she bury her husband, but she buried all four of her children. They all died before she did. That had to be a sad life, but not unusual back then. And Victor Hugo died, the great French novelist, poet, playwright, born in 1802, but died on May 22nd, 1885. Now, you know, we got winners, we got weasels. I got a couple weasels here. Oh, we got some answers to our stumpers, too. So we know St. Rita is the not official, but the Catholic Church will get around to it at some point. She is the patron saint of baseball. Also, officially, the patron saint of lost and impossible causes, and the eponym for my sister Rita, who is her namesake. We know Audie Murphy was the most visited gravesite in Arlington besides JFK, RFK, and the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers. And then we just got Kathy, the keen and cunning one. She just came through with the title of the book, which on the cover has a picture of the author with a likeness that is the statue of Ben Franklin in the background. And one of its characters named Shorty, he's a guy in a wheelchair with no legs. Apparently, this is, I've never read this. It's the title of the book is Trout Fishing in America. And the final line is, I forgot to give you the mayonnaise. Apparently it's, I don't know. It's written by Richard Brautigan, and I don't know much about it except what I Googled yesterday, and not interested. So, but it's a quirky book, to be sure, and Kathy, the keen and cunning one, knew the answer, so she gets the approbation, admiration, adulation, smartest in all of Hawk Radio. Got a couple more weasels to present, and some winners, too. I want to... But I don't get this. So the IRS during the Biden years was guilty of breaking the law and improperly attacking American citizens with their tax records or whatever. And Donald Trump tries to set up, he was the worst. His tax forms were released to the public in violation of the law, federal law. I don't know if the person who released them has been uncovered, and I don't know if they've been penalized, but I don't. This should be long jail time if it if they do have this person. But so Trump tries to set up a restitution fund so that people who were violated, their rights were violated by the IRS, receive some compensation. Now, the outrage is that some of these people were involved with January 6th. But so what? They paid the price for that. They got convicted and they got punished and they got everything. I think eventually Donald Trump got elected and gave them a commutation or pardon, which he's allowed to do. But that's a separate incident. The idea of holding the IRS accountable is still required. So I don't get why people are upset with Trump for creating this restitution fund and including everybody in it, all Americans who have been violated, had their rights violated by the IRS. I don't get that. You know, I'll criticize the president when I think I should, but this isn't one of those times. And apparently, this is so serious, they're holding up funding for Homeland Security and other government programs. The Senate threw a snit, you know, and then they went home and they're not going to come back until June to vote on things they need to vote on so the people get paid who are actually rendering good service to our country. More weasels in that Congress and Senate. Speaking of Congress weasels, how about Hakeem Jeffries? He's calling and other black leaders. They don't, by the way, little word to you African-Americans, you don't need leaders. You need liberty. Same for white America. You don't need leaders. You need liberty. You need to run your own life, your own way. Make your own decisions. But there's Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader in the House of Representatives, hoping to be Speaker of the House after November election, and probably will. Sorry for that news. But he's calling for athletes to boycott student athletes to boycott colleges where states gerrymandered their districts, as long as those states are in the South. No, not California, not Virginia. Don't boycott those states who have gerrymandered. Just the ones in the South, like Louisiana. Don't send your child to LSU. I wouldn't send him there anyway, but again, that's just total weaselness. Look, you lost a legislative battle, and you lost in the court. Why are you going to take this now into the private sector and expect somebody there to suffer because you failed? But that's how they operate. And by the way, I see in the paper today that item that Dave McCormick supported, $700 million to hook up 130,000 rural residents in Pennsylvania with broadband. That's over $5,000 per hookup. Elon Musk will do it right now for $500. You talk about welfare fraud, folks. That's welfare fraud. Giving people broadband at $5,000 a pop, coming out of our pockets, that's fraud. That's welfare fraud. Perfectly legal. Unfortunately, because we live in an oppressive country where the government takes and takes and takes and buys votes with it. And Dave McCormick's all on board with this. But it only takes $500 to hook up with Elon Musk satellite internet. And why not do that? Just give the people $500 instead of spending them $5,000. Or make them pay their own $500. How about that? Oh, my gosh. An American's supposed to pay for their own internet? Well, how cruel can you be, Dr. John? How cruel? Yeah, okay. Well, on the winner side, I got to get a couple of these in. They're really good winners. How about the United States Postal Services last week? May 9th, they collected 21 tons of food here locally. 21 tons. they, you know, and that was a hard day for those postal workers because they got to deliver their mail, and then they got to pick up the cans and the non-perishables and put them. It was a hard day for them, but they did it dutifully and for free. And the donors should take a bow, too. I'll take a bow because I actually, that morning, I bought a special amount of canned food and non-perishables to leave for, and I also wrapped them up because it was raining that day. I wrapped them up so they would stay nice and dry. I'm proud. Okay. 21 tons of food, folks. That's enough to feed the cast of The View for over a day and a half. But it will go to the needy of area and last a lot longer. Maybe I've been watching too much Gutfeld with that remark. But here's a winner. Boy, this was so nice to see on Sunday. The PGA Championship has had it and was won by a Britisher named Aaron Rye. And it was a great win. He performed terrifically on the back nine. But total gentlemanly conduct, the kind you used to see in golf that has disappeared. On and off the course, this guy was a gentleman. He sunk a 68-foot putt on the next to last hole to clinch the victory. And he didn't jump up or down or scream or anything else. And he did tip his cap to the crowd who was clapping for him and cheering for him. That's a class act. And when the event was over and he was being interviewed, you know who he thanked? Well, I wish he'd thank the Lord above, but he didn't. He didn't thank him. But he did praise not just the fans, but his fellow professionals and all those who support the game of golf. He said, We have a very competitive profession, and these guys are class act, and I feel proud to be part of them. That's total class, and it happened in professional sports. Who knew? Who knew that could happen? Who knew? But thank you, Aaron Rye, for restoring my faith in sportsmanship and decency and the honor, which really has disappeared from golf. And I saw some of the European Ryder Cup players were complaining because the idiot fans, and they were idiots. They're paying over $100. They're paying over $100 a day to watch people play golf, and that's idiocy number one. But if you're paying over $100 and we want to cheer or root against somebody, I think you should have that right. But the idiot fans, this was in the Philadelphia, they're doing the Eagles chant, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. And so the Ryder Cup players were complaining about that. But why should they create this nonsense? When that Ryder Cup nonsense is going on, they're playing to the crowd to be loud and obnoxious and otherwise behave like you're at a football game. Golf is not football. And golf fans should not behave as football fans. But that's what they ask for. And as the good book says, ye shall reap as you sow.
This is John Eichelberger from Complete Insurance Services in Altoona. The insurance industry is experiencing a lot of change. Premiums are increasing, and many companies are more restrictive in what they'll insure. It's more important than ever to have an independent agent with multiple companies who can find the right market at the right price for your insurance needs. Whether it's personal or business coverage, Complete Insurance Services can help. Call us at 940-1733. That's 940-1733.
Our Memorial Day sale is going to be 25% off.
Whoa, what's he doing?
25? What the heck? I'm going half off.
Right now at Park Home, take 25% off. Plus, John's cutting select items half off. Living room, bedroom, dining, outdoor, upgrade every space for less. Guaranteed.
I said half off.
That's John.
Parco Memorial Day Sale, 25% off plus John's half-off items. No waiting needed. If you think these deals were big, wait till you hear the mattress deals. Your best sleep starts at the Parco Memorial Day Mattress Sale. Save up to $500 on Sealy, $900 on Stearns & Foster, and up to $1,000 on Tempur-Pedic. Need the best deal? Don't miss the 6-for-1 special, just $7.99. Get a queen mattress, two pillows, a protector, delivery, and setup all included. And take advantage of up to 60 months no-interest financing. Sleep better, save bigger. The Parco Memorial Day Mattress Sale, happening now.
See store for details.
Leitner Communications, hats off to heroes. Every day we salute a local first responder who puts their life on the line for us every day. If you know of a first responder we can salute, please go to any of our station websites or leitnercommunications.com and fill out the form. Hats off to heroes is brought to you by
Brumbaugh Fireworks, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, Brent Kogan Electrical Services, Neely Strangeau Polish Pottery and more, and 3Echo Emergency Solutions.
Listen weekdays as we take our hats off to heroes.
Welcome back, Glenn Beck. Weekdays 9 to noon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Count on it.
All right, just a couple minutes left in the show. Got to get to three things. First, don't forget tomorrow we got the Week in Sports with Adam Erickson at 9 at 10. WRTA Weekends with Doug Herendeen, and he's got three great shows. He'll be talking with Dave Scott, who's putting together a new museum in town, the Central Pennsylvania American History Museum, and Voices of Valor event coming up a week from tomorrow. So they'll be talking about that, and you'll learn more about that great event. We've talked about it. And Doug, then we'll have on Steve Greenberg from the Information Insider talking tech and talking technical gifts for grads and dads. And then at 11 o'clock, Money Talks with Colony Realty Group Limited's Dorothy Colony and Cinnamon Colony Chapman. That's all coming up. Got a text from somebody. Didn't put their name in the text, but they said, "Do you remember the years ago when the government was given $50 vouchers because they were switching from analog to digital signal on cable?" I got in a huge argument with somebody about that. They said it was at least the least the government could do for him. I said, "No, the least the government can do for you is what the Constitution says." So you're okay with getting your $50 for your converter box while veterans go homeless and elderly go without medication? Doesn't make sense to me. Well, yeah, the Constitution doesn't give the federal government any power to take money from some to give to others or money from all to give back to all. That does. Again, we're supposed to be self-sufficient in our American liberty. And if you're going to depend on the government, then you have to forfeit your liberty. Don't do that. That's dumb. That's a losing proposition. All right, I mentioned I was going to put Harold Ford on the weasel list, so I better do this quickly as time runs out. Harold Ford said this week, we have to get capitalism working for more people in this country. I know he thinks he's saying something intelligent, folks, but it's nonsense. What can he possibly mean by saying we have to get capitalism working? And how are we to make capitalism work for people? Capitalism is simply self-ownership and self-responsibility, and that's all. Capitalism, self-ownership, self-responsibility. The only thing government programs do is oppose self-ownership and self-responsibility. So I say to Harold, thanks to LBJ's Great Society, which kicked off this date, May 22nd, 1964. Thanks to the Great Society, we now have 38% of working-age Americans not working. Not working at all. And that's, by the way, they're not working because it's a choice, not because there aren't opportunities. But Harold thinks we should do something about that, by which I'm sure he means the government. Give more of our freedom away and more, give more power to government. Right, Harold? That's the solution. Some people will never learn, ladies and gentlemen. But thanks for being here today. We got our winners and weasels nominations in. We'll have some weasel stew to cook up on Monday. No, maybe Tuesday. Monday. Don't forget the Memorial Day. Hope you can come out to pray. Say hi if you are there, folks. And have a great weekend.
It's all over, Boomwinkle.
The voice.